The Athens-Clarke County government isn't the only group of elected officials who are in the midst of budget season. The Clarke County School District is also working on its budget for the 2022 fiscal year. Here to talk about the budget's high points is Martin Matheny, who, in addition to being the executive producer of Athens News Matters, also covers local government for WUGA News. Let's start with the top-down view, Martin. How much is the district looking to spend next year?
So the total budget that the district is proposing to spend is $171 million, actually $171,151,760. The biggest chunk of that, about $151 million, is salary and benefits for district teachers and staff.
And where is that money coming from?
So the district is planning on about $95 million in local revenue. That's basically property taxes to you and me, along with another $72 million or so in state funding, and then about $7 million in kind of other miscellaneous revenue.
So this biggest chunk of the district's money is coming from property taxes, which leads to a question I know a lot of people are wondering about. Will their property taxes go up?
Yeah, right. This is actually kind of two questions in one. The first being, is the Clarke County School District raising property taxes? And then secondly, are taxes going to go up? The answer to that first question is no, but the answer to the second is kind of a resounding maybe. The district isn't raising the millage rate. The millage rate is one of two factors that determine how much your property taxes go up. According to a budget presentation from district officials, and we'll link to that on our website, you're still paying $20 per $1,000 of property value. That's the same as last year and the same as every year for the last 5 or 6 years. But your taxes can still go up because the value of your property might go up. And that's actually something that the Clarke County School District is banking on, about a 6% growth in property values.
Let's move on and talk about spending. What are some of the high points in the district's budget?
I think one of the biggest things, especially for district employees and their families, is going to be a pair of $1,000 payments to district faculty and staff. Another thing that stands out to me in this budget is, despite a little bit lower state funding, the district's going to keep its current staffing level in this proposed budget. They're not going to furlough or lay people off under the proposed budget. They're using some federal CARES Act funding to keep from having to furlough staff. Another really interesting thing in this budget is the attention that the district is paying to health. That really stood out to me, both mental and physical health. They're still planning to fund one nurse per school, and they're going to add two more psychologists and additional funding for social and emotional needs of students resulting from the pandemic. They're also keeping a focus on class sizes. That's been a big priority for the district. In grades 1 through 5, district data right now, they say that the class sizes are below the state maximum. And then finally, another thing in this budget is the local school governance teams. That's something that the district really likes to talk about, and this proposed budget maintains mini grant funding for local school governance teams.
There's some good news in the budget.
There is. It seems to be a pretty well-rounded budget, and there are good things in there for district staff who have been working really, really hard during the pandemic.
So where are we in the district's budget process now?
That's a great question. What we have right now is a proposed budget or a tentative budget. It's not the final budget. District officials have created this budget. The Board of Education has approved it in its tentative form. So now it's time for the public to let their opinions be known. So that next step is the public input step. There's going to be two public meetings, and you can find information on those on the district's website. Of course, you can also contact your Board of Education member directly. You don't have to have a kid in the Clarke County Schools to have an opinion on the Clarke County School budget. What the district does affects everybody who lives in this county. And then once the public input has been collected, the district will make any kind of refinements or changes based on that, and they'll send it to the board for a final vote, which right now looks like it's going to be on their June 10th meeting.
Some very important information, Martin. Martin Matheny is the producer of Athens News Matters, and he also covers local government for WUGA.